Life is stranger than anything the mind could invent. That's something my friend likes to say. When I agreed to come to New York with him, I was still hurting. He'd offered an education and I was going to take it. I was going to use it. I'd just listen and I'd learn, and when the time was right, I would move on. But then I made another friend and another one. My friend's only half right. Life is strange, but it's also good.
Kitty, right? Amanda. Your friend, the one that you talk about sometimes, he's teaching you to be a detective. I was wondering if you could help me with something. Her name is Tess.
How many days has she been gone now?
3. She's done this before. Let me worry while she partied and crashed with friends. But I've called everyone I can think of. They say she isn't with them.
You're not wearing a wedding band. Is Dad not in the picture?
Tess doesn't have a dad. Not really. He's the reason I'm a part of this group.
He was your rapist.
I always told her that her father was someone I loved, that he died before she was born. But kids grow up. They get curious. Last year she started asking questions. I figured it was time to tell her the truth. That's when the partying started, the running away. I've been to the cops 4 times in the past 6 months. I can tell they don't take me seriously anymore. So I thought of you. Will you help me find her?
You've been standing here for a while now. I'm thinking. Okay, you think a little faster. The Emmy's van just pulled up and the Kellys are pretty ripe.
Hey.
Watson.
I wasn't expecting you so soon. Thought you were with a private client.
Wasn't a job for me, so what's up?
Certainly not the Kellys. They've been dead for days.
The housekeeper found them a couple hours ago. They were both in their 80s, but the odds that they died naturally and at exactly the same time are slim. He's just been staring at them.
I was waiting for Watson. As you know, I find nothing helps clear up a case like stating it to another person.
What am I? The detective was right to be suspicious of the Kellys' deaths. It's unlikely they'd shuffle off this mortal coil simultaneously.
Well, I don't see any signs of a struggle. Maybe it was a suicide pact. They both took poison.
While I do believe the poison was involved, they most assuredly do not take their own lives.
You're saying someone else poisoned them?
I am. But it was unintentional. The Kellys are casualties of a crime committed elsewhere in the building.
Well, it was difficult to detect beneath the Kellys, how did you put it? Ripeness. I could smell traces of butadiene around the air vents in their bedroom.
And butadiene is?
It's a toxic gaseous byproduct of burning rubber. It's what you're smelling now. The rest of it dissipated days ago, so we're in no danger.
Don't you think someone set a fire down here?
Of sorts. This building is a converted brownstone. Each of the 3 floors above has been turned into an apartment. But the vents still allocate air from the main return line. The Kellys live on the 1st floor. They took the brunt of the gas.
Do we know if the other residents are okay?
The 3rd floor apartment is vacant and the 2nd floor is occupied, but we checked. The owner wasn't home.
I'd be curious to know if he owns a pair of teal running shoes.
Why?
Because it would mean he was home after all.
Oh, that's him. Dead guy in the basement.
It's going to take dental records to confirm it, but I believe so. The man downstairs has a thin arrangement of moles on his hand.
Clay Dubrovinsky. He's got a doctorate in botany and genetic engineering.
Doesn't look like your average doctor, does he?
No, looks like Point Break and Magic Mike had a baby. They're,
Trifles at the cinema, I take it.
No kitty today?
Working a case of her own.
So how's everything going? Last time I saw you, you weren't doing so well.
I'm better. Thank you. I still have disappointments with regards to my sobriety, but I've resumed attending meetings. How are you?
Well, according to the super, Clay Dubrovinsky was a dream tenant. He was living off an inheritance, he always paid his rent on time.
And his method of execution suggests a tie to organized crime.
Negro Anders.
A.K.A. necklacing. You take a tire, you hang it on the victim's neck, you fill it with petroleum, light a match.
Don't get much more cartel than that.
I remember there were a couple of similar murders last summer.
There have in fact been 10 such killings in New York over the last 5 years. In each case, the suspects were soldiers for a Brazilian syndicate called the SDS, or Sangue.
Dubrovinsky had an emergency contact on his lease, a woman by the name of Courtney Stever. She's on her way to the station. Maybe she could tell us why the SDS would have wanted him dead.
And you're sure that it was Clay? I mean, you're really sure?
The ME won't make an official ruling for at least a few hours.
It was him. The more photographs I saw, the clearer it became. Mr. Dubrovinsky is quite dead.
Can I ask how the two of you knew each other?
Clay was my ex. Sort of. We broke up last year. He was cheating on me. He kind of did that a lot. A few months ago, we ran into each other in a club. And I don't know, we just fell back into old rhythms.
You slept together.
And a few weeks later, it happened again. And then again. We weren't back together, but we were enjoying ourselves.
Plus, he had excellent cannabis, no?
The evidence suggests that he was killed by a drug cartel.
We did find bricks of cash, growing supplies, doctorates in botany and genetics.
Your ex was a grower for the SDS cartel, was he not? Specifically a cultivator of marijuana.
Clay did not just grow pot. Okay, he engineered it. He was an artist. And the people that he worked for never got that.
What do you mean?
He told me that he started messing with marijuana strains in grad school. Mixing, matching. But he never even smoked the stuff. He just knew how to help it. He knew how to make it better. A few dealers took notice. Only they didn't want to hurt him.
They wanted to hire him?
Yeah, and he worked for the SDS cartel ever since.
Can you think of any reason why they would want to hurt him?
He got bored. He wanted a real lab, real equipment. I don't know. Maybe he just finally pushed them too far.
Is this new?
Complete inversions allow the human body to flush and detoxify the adrenal glands, which studies have linked to more positive thinking and an increase in reasoning skills.
You really must try it sometime.
Clay Dubrovinsky, is that the name he texted me?
Yeah. His lover was unable to name any of his cartel associates, but she did know that the grow house where he worked was, I quote, somewhere in Brooklyn. I'm attempting to divine its specific whereabouts. Any luck, there will be personnel there that we can question. How goes your investigation?
I spent the better part of the day talking to the missing girl's friends and poking around her laptop. I applied your many and varied rules of observation and yielded a single deduction. She's a brat.
You don't think she's in danger?
There's no doubt she's in the habit of running away.
Nothing bad ever happens to runaways.
But the evidence would seem to suggest that she'll just come home when she's ready. That said, I will renew my hunt in the morning.
She didn't want to go.
Quite. Did Watson talk to you today?
No, we communicated telepathically. Of course we spoke, she's helping in your investigation. Why do you ask?
She hasn't been around for a while. Just say hello for me, will you?
Susie!
You broke into my apartment?
You break into my home all the time.
That is because you forced me to.
I think I may have found the address of Clay Dubrovensky's Brooklyn grow house.
How?
Rubles. There was change found in his pocket. 3 dimes, a nickel, 2 coins. Just like this one. It's a 5-ruble piece. It's similar in size and texture to an American quarter. There were similar coins found on his counter. As you can see, they are also mixed in with American currency. Now, these coins are the very opposite of collectible. It's most likely he received them mistakenly as change in a Russian neighborhood.
There's a big Russian community in Brighton Beach, Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. Now, as you are no doubt aware, a grow house would require an extremely high volume of grow lamps to be running at all times. So with the help of the captain, I identified the largest non-commercial consumer of kilowatt hours in the area. He and a phalanx of ESU officers are on their way as we speak.
I'll get dressed.
Before you do, I think it's best if we talk
about
whatever it was you wanted to discuss with me yesterday. You seemed quite pregnant at Dubrovensky's apartment. You've obviously already discussed it with Kitty.
How could you?
The motives of some women are inscrutable. Their most trivial action may mean volumes. Their most extraordinary conduct may depend upon a hairpin. You two are not like that.
I'm folding my private detective business and I'm going to go work for Lita. They're a global insurance company. I'm going to be one of their in-house investigators. I did some freelance work for them a few months ago and they were impressed, so they asked me to join on a more permanent basis. This isn't really going to change the work that you and I do. This balance that we've struck, my cases, your cases, our cases, that is not going to change. I'm going to have time to work for Lita and the department. That is the only way I agreed to sign on.
An insurance company.
Yeah, I like the people there. Listen, I was going to tell you a few weeks ago, but you were struggling. And the last time I told you I wanted to make a change, you took off to London.
Mr. Captain, the residence we identified is Dubrovensky's grow house. He's expecting us.
No one was here when we took the door. Which is not so weird in and of itself, but take a look at these plants.
They're dying.
Not all of them, but a lot. At least a couple hundred grand worth. Feels to me that Dubrovensky was the only guy who worked here. He died. His plants started to fall.
Only they were never his plants, right? They were the cartel, so why would they just let them die?
Perhaps they didn't know he'd been killed.
Aren't we thinking they killed him?
Are either of you familiar with the Wutai Pingtung orchid? It originated in the remote Wutai region of Taiwan. Decades of commercial development saw the extinction of the moths that pollinated them. The orchids died off until only one remained, making it the absolute rarest of rare flowers. There is only one living in the entire world, and it has an estimated value of $250,000.
Fascinating. What has it got to do with any of this?
Just over a year ago, the Wutai Pingtung was stolen from an international flower show. And it's sitting right over there. We thought Mr. Dubrovensky was killed over plants that you can smoke. Perhaps he was killed over one you cannot. Autopsy report on Clay Dubrovensky. I'm now quite certain the SDS did not kill him.
Still think he died over a flower?
As I explained, this is no mere flower. This is the
Wutai Pingtung. It's rare, I get it.
An honest politician is rare. A marriage worth the bother is rare. This is the only orchid of its kind in existence.
It says here that Dubrovensky was dead before he was lit on fire.
Succumbed to blunt force trauma in the back of his skull.
But isn't the whole point of necklacing to burn the victim while he's still alive?
Would have been quite sporting of them to kill him prior to ignition, you know?
Maybe it was a rival gang. They killed Brzezinski and then framed the SDS.
Cartels don't frame people. They sign their work repeatedly and aggressively.
So this orchid was stolen over a year ago by Dubrovensky?
That's one possibility. Another possibility is that he bought it on the black market.
It's a black market for flowers?
Ish. Most transactions are completed via online auction sites. The thief lists a more innocuous item. This can, for example. And then positions it in front of the item that he really wishes to sell. To the untrained eye, the flower looks like mere backdrop.
Okay, so what happens when my soda sells for $250,000? Won't that raise a few eyebrows?
You keep the auction private. And to establish beforehand that a bid of $1 is actually worth $100 or $1,000. So an item that appears to have sold for $15?
It's actually going for 15 grand.
It's possible that Dubrovensky successfully bid on the orchid, and then the losing bidder came looking for him.
What about the flower's original owner?
Less original owner and more discoverer. I don't like him for a flaming tire murder, do you?
Lexi? Cool place. Do you have any coffee here? Maybe an espresso machine? You texted me. You told me that you might be able to help me find Tess. Yeah, I heard you were asking about her. A friend at school gave me your number. Like, she called me last week. She thought some guy in a white Jaguar was following her. I told her it was the stuff we smoked that day, and she was paranoid. She's been gone 4 days now. Do you still think she was paranoid? When she called, did she describe the driver? No. But I do have a license plate. You thought she was paranoid, and yet you took down the plate number. I guess.
Murderers. Who? All of them.
Detective Bell. Barbara Conway. I'm
Senior Vice President of Agronext GMO Research Division. Quite the corporate monstrosity, Agronext. In addition to your dominance in agricultural industries, there is powerful evidence to suggest that your neonicotinoid insecticides are the culprits in the ongoing bee genocide known as colony collapse disorder. Would you care to comment on that?
When you told my assistant you had some questions, was that just a lie to get in and harass me?
Miss Conway, are you familiar with the name Clay Dubrovensky?
No. What about the Wu Tai Ping Tongue orchid? I'm sorry, what?
You're not very good at feigning innocence. Perhaps it's all that lying about the bees.
Clay Dubrovensky was found murdered yesterday. Now, my colleagues checked his internet history because they thought it might have had something to do with his purchase of the orchid.
Instead, we found record of him selling it. To you. Please don't ask us to believe that you paid $89 for a bureau that just happens to have one of the world's rarest flowers sitting on top of it. We are well aware of the codes and price multiples employed in such illegal transactions.
The day after the auction ended, Dubrovensky deposited a cashier's check for $89,000 into a bank account.
You thought you were getting the only Wu Tai Ping Tong orchid in the world for virtual steal. Only Mr. Dubrovensky never delivered. He kept it for himself.
But you couldn't complain to the auction site or go to the police, not without admitting that you had tried to purchase a very valuable stolen object.
You track Mr. Dubrovensky down, you confront him, things go poorly. I'm not sure how you knew to frame the SDS cartel for his murder, but perhaps you bought furniture from him before.
You're right, I did buy that bureau. But if you're saying this Dubrovensky person was the seller, okay, sure. I only ever knew him by his account name.
Miss Conway.
He threw the flower in for free. It's in the conference room if you'd like to see it. I think it's one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen, but I would never pay $89,000 for it. If you need it for your investigation, by all means, take it. I'm sorry I'm not the murderer you were hoping I was.
For the last time, I've never seen this girl before in my life.
But you do own the vehicle that was described to us. The plates we were given come back to you.
Which can only mean that someone's playing some sort of stupid prank.
What about this girl? Have you ever seen her before?
This is amazing. Why don't you just show me photos of every missing girl in the city? It's not like I don't have anything else to do.
This girl told a friend that she saw your car following her last Saturday. So if you want us to get
you... Wait a second. last Saturday? Was she in Baltimore?
No.
Well, that's interesting because I was. My son's lacrosse team at a tournament. We took the JAG. You want to ask me more questions? Contact my attorney.
Mr. Perriman, before you go, has anyone ever told you that you have a queer left thumb?
What was that about?
I don't think he did it. I don't think he took tests. But I think I know how to find her.
So there are two Taiping Tung orchids left, not one. So what?
It was my understanding that was impossible.
And your understanding can never be wrong.
Did you notice these bags the Agronex lady left in the box with the orchid?
Yep, they're plant food.
So what do you think? You look hungry?
You wish to kill them?
You just said this was food.
For some other plants. You can't tell by the smell. That's ground coffee and dried mackerel. Mackerel has an extremely high nitrogen content, too high for orchids. Miss Conway gave us that bag by mistake. The correct one is the other bag.
What? Were you worried I was going to kill them before you could?
Root structures are like fingerprints. No two are the same. These are identical.
Okay. How could you possibly...
There are also the root structures of plants no older than 6 months. The real Wu Tai Ping Tung is 5 years old.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that these are fakes?
Clones. Mr. Dubovensky's lover said he had grown bored. He has doctorates in botany.
And genetics.
If he never laid hands on the original orchid, he at least acquired a cutting. That would have been more than enough to make him the floral equivalent of a forger.
The Agronex exec, Barbara Conway, maybe she realized she bought a fake and confronted him.
Dubovensky could have produced dozens of clones, which means his scam could have been executed dozens of times. Miss Conway should return to our suspect list, but we should also look for evidence of other victims. What are you doing?
Well, they may be fakes, but they're still beautiful. I am going to water them.
It occurs to me I haven't congratulated you on your new venture with the insurance company, Lida. Congratulations.
Thanks.
I understand why you waited to tell me. I do tend to react poorly to change.
Well, like I said, there shouldn't be much change at all. I'll still be at the precinct all the time.
Even if you weren't, it's your life, Watson. I've no right to a monopoly. The truth is, I've been considering a change of my own. It's completely unrelated to your news, I assure you. But it has been weighing on my mind, and I thought I should apprise you of it.
Isn't it your phone?
They can wait.
Captain Gregson, hello?
Is Holmes with you?
Yeah, he's right here.
I thought you two would
want to know there were two more necklace murders tonight. The killer's left a message this time.
Gera e Gera.
Portuguese vernacular. It colloquially translates as, this means war.
Usually I would have figured it was for another gang.
But this is the opposite of gang territory. I'm standing in front of the Agronex corporate headquarters in Whitestone.
You guys were here today, right?
We were.
I'm going to go out
on a limb here and say, this wasn't a coincidence.
William Keller, Agronex CFO. And this is Nelson Shelby, one of their board of directors. Now, as far as we can tell, they were abducted as they reached their residences last night, presumably by members of the SDS.
But why does the cartel want to kill off Agronex executives?
I talked to a company spokesman. The official line is no idea. But off the record, their best guess is political retaliation. Brazil's a billion-dollar market for Agronex, so they pump millions into local elections, buys them influence over policy decisions. Guy said sometimes the drug cartels just don't like the candidates they back.
That's bollocks, on the record and off. In your experience, Detective, how often does the party on the receiving end of a cartel assassination say, if only we knew what we'd done to upset them? No. When a criminal organization sends a violent message, it does so with the certainty that that message is clear. Agronex knows, and they're just not telling us.
You guys were at Agronex yesterday. You talked to another executive?
Yeah, we thought she might have something to do with the Dubrovensky murder.
She?
Her name is Barbara Conway, and she runs the GMO department.
Well, she's in the clear for these two. Witness saw a Hispanic male light them up. 30s. We're getting the sketch going. Maybe he's also the guy who did Dubrovensky.
The rope used to bind the victim's hands and feet is intact. Now, most rope would disintegrate at the temperature of a burning tire. This is para-aramid rope. It's made for the express purpose of resisting extreme heat. It's a logical choice for an organization in the habit of burning people alive, right?
Can't be too many places to sell this stuff. Military surplus, fire and rescue gear. I'll make a few calls and get that sketch out there.
You will recall, however, that Clay Dubrovensky was not bound with para-aramid rope, further suggesting he was not killed by the cartel.
You still like Barbara Conway?
Watson and I still believe that she had motive to want him dead. Plus, she worked with these two.
You're right, I was not entirely forthcoming with you yesterday. I started collecting flowers 10 years ago. I'd been promoted. I was making real money. I could afford an expensive hobby.
So you admit that you thought you were buying the real Rutai Pingtung orchid from Mr. Dubrovensky?
It was the craziest thing I'd ever done, but it was so beautiful, it was so unique that I... Eventually I realized it was a fake, just like you said.
And you'd been conned out of 89 grand.
That was nothing to me. I mean, I know how that sounds, but it's true. Besides, I wasn't angry. I was impressed. Duplicating something as delicate as that orchid, something as complex, it's more than a science. It's an art. I showed it to a few of my colleagues, and they agreed. I used the company's resources to track Clay down. I offered him a job at Aquanext. That's where I found out about his other business.
He told you he was a grower for the SDS.
How'd that go over with human resources?
It made us want him even more. It's nothing we've been advertising, but Aquanext has been preparing for legalized marijuana for years. As soon as the legislation catches up, we'll be ready to move.
So you wanted to hire him, but he already had an employer.
It was complicated. Clay was excited about the possibility of going legit, and not to mention getting his hands on Aquanext's resources. He knew he could do great things with us, but he couldn't just quit the SDS. We had to buy him out.
So you entered into a negotiation with the drug cartel? Right. You know, decorum forbids me from showing my emotions during an interview such as this one, but I assure you, on the inside, I am doubled over with laughter.
Clay went to the cartel. They set a price. $10 million. The company countered at $5 million.
And now, inside me, is soiling himself.
He called me the night he was killed. He told me that he was going to meet with the cartel, tell them to accept the offer. Because he had decided that he was going to come and work for our company no matter what.
Obviously, they didn't appreciate that. They killed him. And then they killed Nelson and William last night for good measure.
These higher-ups you mentioned, can we assume that they'll confirm everything you just told us?
If they don't, I have the memos that will.
Morning, Tess.
Who the hell are you?
I'm a friend of your mum's. I know what you're trying to do. Lexi told me everything. This is her aunt's apartment. Her aunt who's away for the next few months. She gave you a key, you gave her a license plate number that would lead any and all interested parties to a man by the name of Grant Perryman. I know he's your father, Tess. It's not my father. He is. He just also happens to be your mother's rapist. That must have been really hard, finding out. I'm sorry.
Then go. And don't tell anyone you found me.
I can't.
She was only a few years older than me. She'd never even... He got her drunk at a party.
And he, she's afraid. And stupid. And she didn't tell anyone for weeks. When she did, she couldn't prove it. His parents were so rich, they offered a settlement anyway. All my mother had to do was keep her mouth shut. She did. She was so good at it, she didn't even tell them when she found out she was pregnant. That's why I didn't recognize who picked her the other day. How did you recognize him? Did my mom tell you? I had this friend. He has a habit of drilling all sorts of facts into my head. Did you know, for example, that 0.4% of Caucasians have brachydactyly type D thumbs, also called clubbed thumbs? Of those, 3/4 have them on both hands, but I couldn't help noticing in your pictures that you have a type D thumb on your left hand only. Just like Grant Perriman.
Your mum put everything behind her, but you wanted to dredge it all up again and force her to talk about it. To the press and to the police, everyone would find out exactly what kind of man he is.
He deserves it.
But your mum doesn't. What she went through was terrible. It was unspeakable. But she chose to focus on the good in her life. She chose you. And your mum wanted to make sure...
According to these memos, everything Barbara Conway told us was true. The language is deliberately vague, and they never refer to the cartel by name, but it's pretty obvious that Agronex wanted Dubrovensky on the company payroll. Maybe we were wrong about the murder. Maybe it really was the SDS. They wanted to burn him alive, but there was a struggle, and he died from a blow to the skull. The killer still had to sign their work.
Utterly and annoyingly possible.
I smell like coffee and fish in here. Is that the plant food that Barbara Conway gave us, the one that you said would kill the orchid?
Mm-hmm. While it might be an annoyance to your senses, it is an onslaught to mine. I was hoping that the barrage might trigger some new thoughts, but so far... We never finished our conversation the other night.
Oh yeah, you said you wanted to make a change.
You know how much I value you. I've made that clear on numerous occasions, sometimes embarrassingly so. You've been a good friend. And a good partner. It was you, in fact, who helped me understand the concept of partnership. The value of it.
Are you leaving New York again?
No, quite the opposite.
I don't understand. What is the change you want to make?
Kitty, I'm sure you'll agree, has made an excellent protege. But I believe that a matriculation is in order.
So you want to make Kitty your new partner?
She had the makings of a detective, was never in doubt. But I confess to having my concerns regarding her history. There were many traumas visited upon her. And I was certain that it would take time to develop her. Years. I was wrong. Mostly thanks to you. Your instruction has been crucial. And in certain areas, more crucial than mine. I'm proud of her, Watson. I think she's ready.
Wow. I'm happy for her. And you. I think it's a great idea.
The other day you made reference to the balance that we've struck. Your cases, my cases, our cases. This won't change that.
Marcus, he says they've got the guy who killed the Agronex execs.
That tip about the rope paid dividends. Marcus canvassed the shop to sell it, and one of the owners remembered this guy, Marco Gonzalez, coming in to buy a bunch of it.
Security cameras outside the store caught his license plate. We put a finest message out. The radio car got lucky. Now the prince placed him at the Agronex executive's murders. So does the witness.
I take it from the legal pad that he's writing his confession.
In addition to copping to killing the Agronex execs, he wants to take credit for a dozen other hits.
He's trying to maximize his value to the SCS. Absorb as many charges as he can, since he already knows he's going away for life.
But here's the thing. The only murder he won't take the rap for is Clay Dubrovensky's.
He does seem to have an idea as to who did do it, but he won't give us a name. Best guess right now is a rival cartel. Maybe they identified Sangido Sangi's grower in New York and killed him to mess with their business.
We'll keep it posted.
He said the other night that if another cartel killed Dubrovensky, they would have signed their work.
A cartel would. A corporation would not.
Take everything Barbara Conway told us and flip it. Dubrovensky didn't tell the SDS he wanted out of the deal. He told Agronex they were the ones who got angry.
Perhaps they were worried he knew too much. Or they didn't want to have to compete with his weed further down the line.
Well, either way, they framed the SDS and the cartel retaliated.
Immolating two of the top brass and leaving them on an Agronex lawn. I propose another conversation with Miss Conway. If she wasn't a part of what happened, perhaps she can tell us who was.
Did you give Dubrovensky's ex-girlfriend my number?
You know, I don't like to give out my own.
No, she wants to talk, says it's important.
Case of the munchies, perhaps. You go. I'll locate Miss Conway.
Hey. I wasn't sure you'd come. Why'd you let me to meet you here? The super lives next door, only he won't let me into Clay's apartment unless someone from the department signs off. And why do you want to go inside Clay's apartment? Clay gave me this. He made it. He grew it. It's a yellow Clivia. When you texted me, you said it was important. He used to give me special food. Even after we broke up, he made it himself. And it's inside. I thought that maybe if you spoke to the super... You must think I'm an idiot, starting up again with a guy who cheated on me. Getting sentimental about a flower he gave me. Well, I'm not here to judge you. What the really stupid thing is, that he gave these to all the girls. When you mean girls he was sleeping with, he would give them a yellow Clivia, just like mine. It's like his move. He told me that when we started hooking up again. I probably should have been mad, but we weren't back together, you know? I actually thought it was kind of funny. Found it. Plant food. Like I told you, that's gross. It smells like coffee and fish. It's Clay's special recipe, made just for the Clivia.
What's it?
Hey, Barbara Conway's coming to the station tomorrow?
Yes. She claims to have no knowledge of an Agronex conspiracy to kill Dubrovensky, but she has a few ideas as to who might.
That's because you were right all along. She's the one who did it. Please, take a seat. Is Mr. Holmes coming? No, it's just us today. He caught me off guard last night. This idea that someone from Agronex may have killed Clay. But the more I thought about it, the more I wondered. The company's been accused of much worse. Usually overseas, but still... I know it was you, Barbara. Excuse me? I know you killed Clay. When you gave us the orchid the other day, you accidentally included some food for a yellow Clivia. A very special one that Clay gave you. The two of you were involved. I don't see how that has anything to do with what you're saying. I don't think you planned to kill him. That's important. You realized he was sleeping with his ex, and you confronted him. But it didn't go well. I think I should call my lawyer. You could, but I wouldn't. He'll tell you to leave. And this is your one missed chance to show contrition. To try and make people understand that you did not mean to kill Clay or the Kellys. Like
Like I said, I don't think you went to Clay's that night with the intention of killing him. You didn't show up with a hollowed out tire, which means you had to go out and get one right after it happened. Now, my colleagues are combing the area around Clay's apartment right now. It is only a matter of time before someone recognizes your picture. Now, they know I'm talking to you right now, Barbara. So the longer you wait, and the more you make them work for this, the harder it's going to be for you.
I kept it. Clivia. I know how crazy that sounds, but I loved him.
Would it have been more satisfying to eviscerate a corporate behemoth? Unquestionably. But the true killer has confessed. We can ask for a little more.
I know, it's just so...
We're doing that wrong. Sorry, it's Kitty's agreed to take part in an exercise.
Have you told her about the matriculation yet?
Nope, but it is on today's agenda.
Well, I'm working at Lita today, so...
Maybe I'll come by with some pizzas and offer my congratulations in person.
The captain's calling me. Do you wish to hold?
No, take it. I'll see you later.
Captain.
A body just turned up. I need you at the scene.
Right, we'll leave immediately.
No, just you.
Her name is Melanie Vilkas, 24 years old. She went missing a few days ago. Whoever took her kept her alive until last night, and then he dumped her.
And the reason I couldn't bring Kitty with me?
Take a look at her back. They're the same markings I saw in those files you gave me. The same ones that are on Kitty's back?
So the man who hurt her is here in New York.
Thank you.